So, what to eat while you're in Manchester, England? Pretty good question to get answered if you've never visited before. Now, I was lucky in the fact that I've got friends there, and they know where to go to eat. So, they take me here, they take me there, we eat good food, and now I'm kind of doing this boo so that you don't have to guess on where to eat while you're in Manchester. These places are all really good. Now, I don't know why we Americans have this theory that British food is god-awful. It is not. That's a lie. I mean, maybe in the 70s. I don't know. But the food in England and in Manchester is as good, if not better, than it is in America. It's just a fact. The influx of immigrants and the focus of, you know, fresh ingredients and fresh food makes a wider variety of things to eat. It's just like America, pretty much. And keep in mind, they have the same fast food that we do. You've got your McDonald's there, your KFC, your Burger King, your Subway, your Starbucks, your Domino's, your Pizza Hut. It's all there. But you've come all that way. Why not eat something that the locals eat? Why not eat something different? Okay, so let's go down the list. First off, I would definitely go to a place called Fusion. That's F-U-Z-I-O-N. That's at 264 Wilmslow Road. We're talking Pan-Asian stuff here. We're talking bowls of noodles with your choice of meats and vegetables and sauces. And nothing on the menu was over 7 pounds. So that's a bargain. Really fresh stuff. Really tasty. I tried to lick my bowl clean, but the portions were just way too big. I couldn't do it. That's Fusion. Definitely hit that up. Next is a place called Kim by the Sea. A little off the beaten path at 49 Old Burley Street, but well worth the trek if you get it. And it's not that far. 10-minute walk from the university, maybe. Really funky bohemian cafe kind of place. A lot of beers, good beers on tap. Really fresh food. The menu changes daily. I had a lamb lasagna with fries and a salad. Came to 7 pounds. Just really good tasting fresh food. You can't go wrong with this place. And the atmosphere was cracking. So that's Kim by the Sea. Next, if you like your Indian or your curries, you have to go visit the Curry Mile, the world famous Curry Mile, which is a lot like it sounds. It's a portion of Wilmslow Road. It's probably not a mile, but it's chock full of Indian restaurants and Indian curry houses. Just pick one. Pick one, go in it. You're not going to go wrong. I haven't been to Olive, but we went to a few of them. It was all good. All really tasty Indian food. Just pick one and go. It's good stuff. Next, we are going to try Oddbar. Oddbar is at 30 Thomas Street in the Northern Quarter. It's a pub. We initially went there to have some drinks. Rob took us there, but we ordered off the menu because we were just starving. And very pleasantly surprised. I had this just massive triple decker sandwich with fries, and Hazel and Emma had this Mediterranean thing, and it was just like a orgy in my mouth. This stuff was so good. Pleasantly surprised for a pub. So that's Oddbar on Thomas Street. Go there. Now, if you're in the city center, you got to go to Crow. That's K-R-O. Crow Piccadilly. It's a modern Danish restaurant type of bar. The menu is massive. You can order just about anything in that place. I had a pulled pork sandwich and fries, and it wasn't too expensive, and it was really tasty and convenient. Now, the next one I want to talk about is not a restaurant, but a local delicacy called the chip naan. And I was thinking, what the hell is a chip naan? Basically, what it is it is a piece of naan bread, you know, flat Indian bread that's filled with French fries, and they squirt this garlic mayonnaise on top and this chili sauce, and you fold it up and you eat it like a taco. Now, I'm like you, and I was like, okay, you know, we'll try it out, you know, whatever. But what got me is every time the girls, and I'm not going to name their names, but every time the girls would say the word chip naan, they would make this gesture of pulling down their pants, you know. So it was like chip naan, and they'd pull down their pants, like pretend to pull down their pants. So you're thinking, hello, this thing's got to be pretty damn sexy. And I can assure you it was grub. You can get a chip naan from any takeaway. They're on just about every corner. Good for after a night out on the tiles. Really good stuff. Anyway, I'm out of time, so that's it.